I'm sorry in Spanish is lo siento. And this is going to help us with the first of our five ways to use lo in Spanish. So lo siento is I'm sorry. Lo siento literally means I feel it. Or rather, it, lo, I feel, siento. Lo siento, it, I feel. So we can see that I feel, siento, and the it comes before. So the lo comes before the verb, before the doing word. So lo siento. So we can have quiero, I want. We can have detesto, I detest or I hate, easy to remember. We can have necesito, I need, necesito, again easy to remember and a very useful word in Spanish. And finally we'll use a past tense and we'll say vi, V-I-B, which means I saw. Obviously you'll notice that the letter V is pronounced like a B in Spanish. So B is I saw. So we have quiero, I want, detesto, I hate or I detest, necesito, I need, and B, I saw. And we'll put lo before them all. Lo. So it is going to go before. So how would you say, I want it? I want it. Could be I want it now, whatever it might be. I want it. What would that be? Lo quiero. Lo quiero. Lo quiero. I want it. How would you say I hate it? I detest it. I hate it. What would that be? Lo detesto. Lo detesto. And let's just add in that to say not for any of these. Like I don't hate it or I don't want, we just put no at the beginning of the sentence, no. So how would you say, I don't hate it, no lo detesto, no lo detesto. How would you say, I don't need it, no lo necesito, no lo necesito. I don't need it. How would we say, I saw it? I saw it. Lo vi. Lo vi. And I didn't see it would be, no lo vi. No lo vi. I didn't see it. And our second way to use lo, for this we're going to use exactly what we've just learned, this exact grid, because lo, as well as meaning it, also means him. Him. So, we could say, let's, for example, how would you say, I hate him. I hate him. What would that be? Lo detesto. Lo detesto. I hate him. I detest him. How would you say, I saw him. Lo vi. Lo vi. I saw him. Lo vi. How about I didn't see him? No lo vi. No lo vi. So when you hear somebody saying no lo vi, I didn't see him, it could also mean I didn't see it, but we usually know by context, like what's going on in that situation. And still using lo as him, what does lo quiero mean? Lo quiero. Well, at first glance, it sounds like I want him. I want him. Lo quiero. But more usefully, or maybe more usefully, quiero with a person, instead of meaning I want him, means I love him. I love him. So lo quiero is I love him. And when it's with an object, it would be, I want it. Lo quiero, I want it. So how would you say, I don't love him? no lo quiero. No lo quiero. No lo quiero. How about I don't need him? I don't need him. What would that be? No lo necesito. No lo necesito. I don't need him. So, lo, meaning it and him, goes before our verbs here. Lo quiero, lo detesto, lo necesito, lo vi. And going back to the very first one, lo siento. I feel it. I'm sorry. And just before we go on to number three of our top ways to use lo, I'll mention the Pro Spanish Levels 1 to 6 course, which is available for download at prospanish.co.uk. And this takes the complete beginner or near beginner right through lesson by lesson to a conversational level of Spanish. Okay, so on to number three. Now we just saw that lo goes before the verb. But if our verb is a full verb, what we call the infinitive, like a to-do word, like to eat, to see, to play, then it goes at the end, and it actually sticks onto the end of that verb. So, for example, if we want to say, I want, as we just saw just now, quiero, quiero, I want to see it will be quiero verlo. So, to see, ver, is the full verb, the infinitive verb. It hasn't been changed to I see, or you see, or they see, or I saw. It's to see, and in this case, it can stick, it can hook on the end. So, verlo, to see it. Quiero verlo, I want to see it. What else could that sentence mean? Quiero verlo could also mean I want to see him, because remember, lo is it and him. So, quiero verlo, I want to see him as well. Okay, so let's add in a few more things. So we'll have no, because we need to be able to say that we don't want, or with necesito, we don't need, no necesito, I don't need. And let's put in ver, to see. And let's add in tocar. Tocar means to touch. Tocar is to touch. Tocar, tocar. How would we say, I need to see it, I need to see it? Necesito verlo, necesito verlo. And remember, verlo becomes one word. How would we say, I don't want to see him, I don't want to see him? What would that be? No quiero verlo. No quiero verlo. How about I want to touch it? I want to touch it. Quiero tocarlo. Quiero tocarlo. I want to touch it. Quiero tocarlo. How about I don't want to touch him. I don't want to touch him. No quiero tocarlo. No quiero tocarlo. And just worth mentioning that tocar also means to play, but for an instrument, not a sport, but to play the piano, for example. And Spanish people learn in English, you may often hear them say, I touch the piano, because they're trying to say I play the piano, but because in Spanish the word for to play an instrument is tocar, to touch, they get it mixed up. So tocar meaning touch, but also to play an instrument. So for example, tocar el piano, to touch the piano, to play the piano. So how would you say, I want to play it? I want to play it, as in somebody's seen a piano there and they want to play it. How would you say that? Quiero tocarlo. quiero tocarlo. So that sentence has three meanings right here. I want to play it. I want to touch it. I want to touch him. Okay, so we've just seen then that when it's an infinitive, when it's a to-do word, the lo sticks, hooks onto the end. And this also occurs when we're dealing with ing, playing, singing, waiting, etc. So let's have a look. Let's look at I'm practicing. Estoy practicando. Estoy practicando. I'm practicing. Estoy practicando. So to say I'm practicing it, estoy practicándolo. Estoy practicándolo. We just add an accent just to show where the stress is going in this long word. Estoy practicándolo. I'm practicing it. Okay, so let's add in some words so we can practice with some different vocabulary. So we'll have not, so we could say I'm not doing something. And we'll have estoy, I am. And let's have estaba, meaning I was. Estaba, I was. And we'll have practicando, practicing. We'll have tocando. And remember, tocar was to touch, but also to play an instrument. Tocar, so tocando. And let's add in looking for, looking for. So buscar is to look for. Buscando, looking for. Buscando. And we'll put lo afterwards as a separate word, but I'll just add it separately just so that we can make up our own combinations and you can practice this. But obviously, we know that it forms part of the word when it gets stuck on the end, like practicándolo. Okay, so how would you say I'm playing it? I'm playing it, as in the piano. I'm playing it. What would that be? Estoy tocándolo. Estoy tocándolo. How would you say I was touching it? I was touching it. What would that be? Estaba tocándolo. Estaba tocándolo. And also, of course, that means playing it. Also means I was touching him. How would we say I'm looking for it? I'm looking for it. What would that be? Estoy buscándolo. Estoy buscándolo. How about I wasn't looking for it? I wasn't looking for it. What would that be? No estaba buscándolo. No estaba buscándolo. How about I was practicing? I was practicing. Estaba practicando. Again, I just added that in just to keep you on your toes to remember that we don't always add lo. Only add lo if it is in our sentence. So I was practicing is just estaba practicando. And what would it be for I was practicing it? Estaba practicándolo. Estaba practicándolo. Okay, and on to the fifth of our ways to use lo. And this is when we have a command or the imperative. So we say stop it or buy it or look for it, whatever it might be. Okay, so let's start off with one. And let's say, well, we know tocar is to touch. Toca is the command, touch, toca. Touch it, tocalo, tocalo, tocalo. So we just add the lo on the end again. Tócalo, touch it, tócalo. Okay, let's have a look at a few more then. So we could say practica, practica is practice, the command practice. Practica más, practice more, practica. Busca, busca, from buscar, busca, is look for, busca, busca el coche, look for the car, busca. And deja, deja is leave, to leave something, deja. Okay, so how would we say touch it? Tócalo, 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 touch it. How about look for it? The command look for it, what would that be? Búscalo, búscalo, búscalo. How about practice it? What would that be? Practícalo, practícalo. And how about leave it? Leave it. Déjalo, déjalo. Leave it. Leave it until tomorrow. Déjalo hasta mañana. Leave it until tomorrow. Déjalo hasta mañana. Now I'm going to significantly multiply what you've just learnt by telling you that what we've learnt about lo works. It works exactly the same way for her. So we've learnt it and him, lo. But for her is la. For me is me. And for you is te. So la for her and me for me and te for you work in exactly the same way. So for example, we learned that I need it is lo necesito. Lo necesito. I need it. I need you. Te necesito. I need you. Te necesito. We learned lo quiero is I want it. We also learnt that when you say, referring to a person, lo is him, lo quiero means I love him. So if you want to say I love her, la quiero, la quiero. Or if you want to say I love you, te quiero, te quiero. And when the lo comes after, so does the la, her, me, me, and te, you. So I need to see it. Necesito verlo. I need to see him is the same. Necesito verlo. I need to see her. Necesito verla. I need to see you. Necesito verte. And that concludes today's lesson. And if you're looking to become a confident and a competent speaker of Spanish, then head over to prospanish.co.uk, where you can download the full levels 1 to 6 Pro Spanish course.